Why this works: demi-glace, a deep glossy brown sauce slowly cooked down to a thick concentrate, is the endpoint of classical French sauce-making logic. Start with bones and aromatics. Extract collagen and flavor compounds through long simmering, the stock. Thicken and deepen that liquid by cooking it with a roux and aromatic base, the espagnole, and then reduce the two together until half their combined volume has evaporated. What remains is a sauce of extraordinary concentration, one that gelatinizes fully as it cools, coats every surface it touches, and contains within its reduced volume the flavor compounds of hours of cooking. The physics of the reduction are worth understanding. As water evaporates from a sauce, two processes run simultaneously. The concentration of non-volatile flavor compounds, glutamates, peptides, Maillard products, dissolved salts, increases, and the ratio of dissolved protein, primarily hydrolyzed collagen, i.e. gelatin, to water increases. At a high enough gelatin concentration, the sauce will set to a trembling gel when cold. This is how you can tell a proper demi-glace from a reduced broth. The gel set is a structural indicator of quality, not a cooking accident. The name is straightforward French: demi, half, glace, glaze or ice in culinary context, meaning the reduced glossy liquid. Glace de viande is the fully reduced form, reduced to a thick syrupy consistency that sets nearly rigid when cold. Demi-glace is the intermediate version, still pourable when warm, firm when cold. The connection to espagnole, the first stage brown sauce, is the distinction that separates demi-glace from simply reducing stock. Espagnole contributes the Maillard roasted depth from its roux and tomato paste components, the herbal notes from its aromatics, and additional body from its starch content. The starch burns off during the long reduction, but its contribution to early body gives the reduction a different starting point than stock alone. Common mistakes: high heat at any stage. Target: low-medium heat throughout, never aggressive boiling. Why it matters: demi-glace scorches at the bottom extremely efficiently due to its high sugar and protein concentration. Slow Maillard reactions produce richness. Aggressive heat produces bitterness and acrid notes, unrecoverable. What to do? Patient reduction. Stir occasionally. Monitor bottom of pot. Workarounds: if scorched smell appears, immediately transfer to a new pot. Leave the burnt material behind. Not skimming. Target: skim every 20 to 30 minutes. Remove gray-brown foam from surface. Why it matters? Fat and protein foam carries off flavors. Properly skimmed demi-glace tastes cleaner and more refined. What to do? Use a ladle or spoon. Pull from surface to a discard bowl. Workarounds: for unattended cooking, chill overnight. Fat solidifies on surface. Easy removal next day. Reducing in a narrow pot. Target: widest pot that holds the stock safely. Wider pot equals more evaporating surface, equals faster reduction. Why it matters? Narrow pot means smaller surface relative to volume. Reduction takes much longer, sauce sits at high temperatures longer, scorching risk increases. What to do? Use a wide, heavy bottom saute pan or rondeau. Workarounds: for dramatic reduction speed up, transfer to a sheet pan in a 130 degrees Celsius oven, massive surface area. Under-reducing, target: heavily coats a spoon when warm. Sets to trembling gel when refrigerated overnight. Why it matters? Demi-glace that hasn't reduced enough won't set cold and taste dilute. The gel when cold test is the definitive doneness indicator. What to do? Test by chilling a spoonful on a cold plate. Should set quickly. Workarounds: for shortcut demi-glace, reduce to about a quarter original volume, then chill overnight. Finished. Over-seasoning. Target: add salt at the very end, sparingly, after tasting the finished reduction. Why it matters? Salt concentration increases dramatically as the sauce reduces. Early seasoning leads to inedibly salty demi-glace. What to do? Use unsalted stock as the base. Season only at the end. Workarounds: over-salted, dilute with a bit of unsalted stock or water, and accept slightly less concentration. What to look for? Early reduction first hour. Steady small bubbles across the surface. Color darkening slowly from medium brown toward deep amber. Skim regularly. Mid-reduction hours 2 to 3. Sauce noticeably thicker. Surface bubbles smaller and slower. The sauce coats a wooden spoon with a visible layer. Near endpoint, deep mahogany color. The surface moves slowly when the pan is tilted. Sauce coats the spoon heavily. A finger-drawn line holds cleanly. Cold test. A spoonful cooled on a plate should gel firmly, not remain liquid. If it does not gel, continue reducing. Chef's view: demi-glace is where classical French cooking meets industrial patience. It is not a recipe for a weeknight. It is the kind of preparation that a professional kitchen makes in large batches, freezes in ice cube trays, and reaches for whenever a brown sauce needs the professional foundation. In a home kitchen, the sensible approach is to make it once, freeze it in 50 to 100 ml portions, and use it over months. Escoffier's formulation in Le Guide Culinaire 1903 is the standard modern recipe. He built demi-glace as one of the fonds de cuisine, the foundational preparations that a kitchen keeps at all times, not serving preparations made to order. The logic is scaling logic. Making 10 L of demi-glace takes roughly the same active attention as making 1 L, so you make it large and freeze it. The question of whether demi-glace is worth the effort at home depends entirely on what you want to cook. If you cook classical French brown sauces, sauce Robert, sauce Chasseur, sauce Diable, sauce Grand Veneur, then demi-glace is an enabling ingredient rather than a project in itself. If you only want a good pan sauce occasionally, a well-reduced stock serves nearly as well. But demi-glace proper made from an Espanol base produces a depth that reduced stock alone does not achieve. Chef Test Notes. I made two comparison batches, one following the Espanol plus stock protocol, and one simply reducing stock with a small amount of tomato paste without making an Espanol first. The Espanol route produced a noticeably deeper, more rounded result. The roux-based Espanol contributed a roasted cereal note and additional body that was absent in the direct reduction. The shortcut version was good, but tasted like a very good reduced stock, not a demi-glace. The extra step of making Espanol first is what justifies the name. A note on history. Demi-glace as a codified preparation enters the French culinary canon definitively with Auguste Escoffier, 1846 to 1935, and his 1903 Le Guide Culinaire. Escoffier rose through the kitchen of Le Petit Moulin Rouge in Paris and worked alongside César Ritz, and his book was the systematic rationalization of French grande cuisine into a reproducible professional system. The concept of mother sauces, a small set of foundations from which all others derive, was adapted from Antonin Carême, who had classified the fundamental sauces earlier in the 19th century. Escoffier refined Carême's system into five mother sauces, bechamel, velouté, espagnol, and its reduction, demi-glace, hollandaise, and sauce tomate. Demi-glace is specifically the espagnol derivative, the concentrated version that provides the professional kitchen's go-to brown sauce base. The irony of Escoffier's legacy is that the demi-glace he codified is now largely absent from modern professional kitchens, which have shifted toward natural jus, reduced stock without roux, in line with post-Nouvelle Cuisine aesthetics. The demi-glace remains the classical benchmark. The modern kitchen often chooses the lighter, cleaner jus instead. Both produce professional results by different philosophies.